Vale.
Got it. All right, everyone. Well, good morning and welcome to Unity Center of Light. Today is Sunday, July the 24th, and we are blessed to be here today in this spiritual community that nurtures the growth of those wishing to develop their spirit, mind, and body. I'm April May. I'm a licensed Unity teacher with Unity Center of Light, and I will be your flight attendant through today as we traverse the waters of interconnection with Reverend Shay Maltzby today. So let's take a moment and share together our mission and our foundation statements. And now, just because you're muted doesn't mean I can't tell whether you're saying them with me or not. So I want to see your lips move. So join me. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us, far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And our foundation statement? There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the Good, Omnipotent. So it is. Amen. So today, as I mentioned to you, we have Reverend Shay as our guest speaker, but I'd like for us to get started with Bonnie Sermons is going to do the daily word for us.
Good morning, Unity family. It's so wonderful to be here with you today. Today's daily word affirmation is, I am a loving, caring presence. Just as the sun shines on everyone and everything, I am a loving presence to everyone I meet. My kind words, welcoming smile, and compassionate actions all spring from the love that is part of my divine identity. Being a loving presence draws me closer to God and to all people. I want to share the love I have known throughout the seasons of my life, at heights of triumphs and joy, and the depths of loss and suffering. God is love, and so am I. No matter who I meet or what they're going through, I am loving. I bring support, kindness, solace, and comfort, and share them lavishly, without thought of reciprocity. I am the hands and heart of God in the world. And today's scripture reading is taken from Romans 13:8. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Blessings, my Unity family.
Thank you, Bonnie, for that heartfelt reading this morning. So I had the great good pleasure of meeting Reverend Shay a few years ago when she was on her ministerial path, and it's been a pleasure ever since then. I really had a wonderful opportunity, though, to get to know her much more deeply when she was sharing this year in the Lent season, the readings from Keep a True Lent. And that really just cemented my desire to want to share more of her with you all. Some of you did experience that through the Lent season. And I know we're all looking forward to more of Reverend Shea sharing with us on Interconnection, the World Wide Web. So let's bless her with our energy.
Well, greetings and happy Sunday, everyone. I am joy-filled and I am grateful to be with all of you here at Unity Center of Light. Thank each of you for attending. And I also want to thank those who will listen or watch this recording in the future, because we know that there's really no time. It's all happening now. So we know that they too have been called forth, just like each and every one of us, to co-create this moment. So thank you for your presence and energy. It is felt and appreciated. So before I begin today's lesson, I invite each of you to get some paper, a pen, and or a digital device so that you can jot down anything that informs you in a new way. A late British politician and diplomat was quoted as saying, "Today in our modern world, because of the internet, everything is connected to everything." I'm going to say that again. Today in our modern world, because of the internet, everything is connected to everything. Well, when I read this, I chuckled because I, like you, I immediately thought of the phrase, as above, so below. And I also thought of the verse in the Lord's Prayer that reads, on earth as it is in heaven. That's from Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. So while I was meditating, I received this lesson title, Interconnection, the Spirit Wide Web. So I believe that the Spirit Wide Web is the precursor of the World Wide Web. Interestingly, one of the definitions of the word precursor is a substance, cell, or cellular component from which another substance, cell, or cellular component is formed. Well, in the traditional church, we would say, look at God, look at God, just laying out breadcrumbs for us to follow. As soon as I saw the word substance, you know I had to pick up the revealing word, a dictionary of metaphysical terms by Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore. In the book, the word substance is defined as the divine idea of the underlying reality of all things. Substance is everywhere present, pervades all things, and inspires to action. It underlies all manifestation and is the spiritual essence out of which everything is made. I'm going to say that again. So in the revealing word, substance is defined as the divine idea of the underlying reality of all things. Substance is everywhere present, pervades all things, and inspires to action. It underlies all manifestation and is the spiritual essence out of which everything is made. Well, then I looked up the word substance in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, which was also written by Charles Fillmore. And the definition says, substance is made visible to the sense man by man's thought. However, he does not see it as it is in being, but as it appears to his limited understanding. Let me say that again. Substance is made visible to the sense man by man's thought. However, he does not see it as it is in being, but as it appears to his limited understanding. Well, in other words, when we are only using our five earthly senses, we do not perceive, or we may not perceive, that someone manifested a God idea. And it's possible that the manifested version is not as expansive as the original God idea. And just to be clear, man means human. Okay, so I've said a bunch of stuff, but what am I really saying? We know that the World Wide Web is an information system accessible on the interconnectivity network called the internet. Using metaphysics, I propose the interpretation that the World Wide Web is the man-made version or the manifestation of the God idea that is and has always been present in the non-physical called the Spirit Wide Web, which is accessible using our internet. Our internet. In John chapter 12, there's a story of some disciples that go fishing and the disciples don't catch anything. Then Jesus said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the boat and ye shall find. The disciples followed his direction and guess what? They catch a multitude of fish. This story, filled with metaphysical symbolism, shows us how when we go inside, into the inner self and move into Christ consciousness, our thoughts or our net are connected with divine mind or spirit. Then we have access to the inexhaustible resources of God. Or I like to say, we have access to all the thoughts in the mind of God. Divine ideas are God's currency. The Spirit Wide Web is always active, every present, everywhere, everywhere. So we are always connected to God through this network. If we forget, we simply use our internet to consciously align. So take a breath and repeat after me. I am always connected to the Spirit Wide Web. Let me hear you again. I am always connected to the Spirit Wide Web. Yeah, you are. In the late 1600s, a mathematician and philosopher named Gottfried Leibniz wrote, reality cannot be found except in one single source because of the interconnection of all things with one another. I do not conceive of any reality at all as without genuine unity. I'm going to say that again. Reality cannot be found except in one single source because of the interconnection of all things with one another. I do not conceive of any reality at all as without genuine unity. Also, Thich Nhat Hanh is quoted, we are here to awaken from the illusion of our separateness. We are here to awake from the illusion of our separateness. So let's continue to explore interconnection, which is not only about communication, it has another meaning, which is the mutual connection between two or more, with all impacting each other. So while I was meditating on today's lesson, I envisioned a spider web, which helps to display this very meaning. A spider web emanates from the center and fans out with many parts crisscrossing and intertwining, and each part is necessary to maintain the integrity of the entire web. Thus, every part is connected in some way and is necessary. Also, the web is extremely strong, resilient. It can withstand high winds, storms, crisis. If by chance a portion of the web gets destroyed, gets injured, the spider repairs it, rebuilds it. The spider heals it. Also, the empty spaces between the actual web are integral to its structure, like the perceived empty spaces of an atom. Well, this is similar to the Spirit Wide Web. At the center of the Spirit Wide Web is God, from which we emanate. The portions of the web closer to the center are represented by the babies and young people. They are closer to source and have yet to fully become the sense man or person that Fillmore described. As we progress through life, we become portions of the web further from the center. We are all interconnected, impacting the whole web by our thoughts, feelings, words, actions, and energetic frequency. We are vibrational beings, so our vibrations get sent through the entire web. Our family, our town, state, country, all of humanity, our planet. Although God source is at the center. It is all around us, omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent in the spaces of the web. So although some of us are more seasoned in earth years, we all can access the God power at any time, any age. It is a part of us and it is all around us. We make up the spirit wide web. Yes, we make up the spirit wide web. That's you, that's me, that's all of us. And like the web, we are strong. We are resilient. We have the capacity to envision a better world for all people and for Mother Earth. And as we internet with the spirit wide web, we will be illumined with the God idea that is for each of us to bring into physical form. The idea that helps the planet, that helps humanity, that helps all people of all ages, races, gender, identity, family makeup, background, financial status, you name it, you think it. Fritjof Capra wrote in the book called The Tao of Physics, the Eastern mystic sees the universe as an inseparable web whose interconnections are dynamic and non-static. The cosmic web is alive. It moves and grows and changes continually. I'm going to say that again. The Eastern mystics see the universe as an inseparable web whose interconnections are dynamic and not static. The cosmic web is alive. It moves and grows and changes continually. Well, as I breathe that in, if I may, I suggest a slight modification to this quote. Spirit has always been, is, and will always be limitless, infinite, and alive. Alive. God is principle. Our perception, comprehension, or understanding and our experience of divine limitless source moves, grows, and changes continually. So what are some practical tools we can use to stay consciously interconnected and aligned with the spirit wide web? Interconnected and aligned with each other as well as the planet. Well, my favorite tools of all time are prayer and meditation. What I call ancient technology, the technology that existed before, the technology that we are aware of, the technology that existed before folks came along and took it and molded it and made it seem like something different than it actually is. Now, both prayer and meditation help to keep us lifted in the vibration or within the range of easy access to the lines of spirit communication and action, which some would simply call the fifth dimensional consciousness. The second tool that I want to mention is practicing self-love. Yeah. Now, this is more than self-care, practicing self-love. There is a version of each of us, of you, me, we, that emerges with ease and faith when we practice self-love. This version of us knows without a doubt that we are one, interconnected and consciously thinks, feels, acts, and bees love, because it is our true nature. In this state of being, we effortlessly send love throughout the fibers of connectivity in the spirit wide web. And we do that more and more often. And then the third tool that I want to mention is acts of kindness. Yeah, acts of kindness. So I know that everyone here is in some way and somehow involved in what I call divine contribution, which is this level of service that is beyond what we thought years ago. but I'm going to ask you to consider up-leveling it some more. So one thing is you might consider doing something different in which you can be a bringer of love, not a giver of love, a bringer of love. Maybe invite someone that doesn't look like you or lives in your neighborhood to a Zoom dinner so that you can be exposed to different perspectives, different walks of life. Maybe you might consider contacting an organization that's new to you to find out how you can share your gifts. Yeah, how you can share your gifts. And remember, you can always take a breath and say, I am always connected to the spirit wide web. You can use that as your tool as well, declaring and decreeing who you are. So I invite you again, everyone, to take a breath with me. Yeah, and then repeat after me. I am always connected to the spirit wide web. Yeah, let me hear you. With a little zeal, I am always connected to the spirit wide web. One more time. Yeah, I'm always connected to the spirit wide web. Oh, that was beautiful. And so it is. So it is. So thank you, each and every one of you, for being part of this co-creative message and for being willing to activate your Christ consciousness. So now I invite each of us to move into a meditative moment. So you can take a deep breath again, move into your heart space. If it feels good, and I know I like to stretch a little bit, get that God energy moving around in my body. And I invite you to hear, not just with your earthly ears, not just with the senses beyond the physical, but I invite you to engage each and every cell within your physical body, within your etheric body, to be engaged in this meditative moment. So we allow the spirit wide web to communicate to us on a revised level. We are moving into a higher and higher frequency with no boundaries, none. We are open to receiving not only what we have requested, but all that the universe has for us here, now, now, here, here, now. We allow the energy beyond anything we could imagine to have its way with us because it is all love and it is all light. Whatever it is for us to be, we now simply move into it with ease and accessing grace. We recognize that the kingdom of grace is exactly where we are. With just a little shift in our awareness, it begins unfolding in ways that we might call miracles. We're so grateful for this connectivity. So grateful for this receptive openness as we move into the silence. As I invite you back to this here now space, to this physical locality. So grateful for the fields in which each of us were drawn into. The joy fields, so that we are joy filled. The peace field, so that we are peace filled. The love field, so we are love filled. The wonder field, so that we are wonder filled. We know that something was occurring for each and every one of us, and that it will continue throughout this day, throughout the night, and throughout the week, informing us, elevating us, expanding us. We breathe this in. We accept it with gratitude and faith. Thank you, Spirit Wide Web. This is an amazing entanglement, an amazing interconnection. We welcome it. We have reverence with and for it. And we know that with it, we are each. I am, and so it is.
Thank you, Reverend Shay. Thank you, thank you.